multitude of times like myself, helping me where I couldn't help myself, and looking past all my faults and seeing my needs, and had mercy upon me and gave me a place of repentance. And I called on him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and I'm glad he saved me just like I was. Thank God, I'm glad that I have eternal life, and I won't ever have to worry about perishing and dying in sin and going to hell. He took my place. He was my substitute, propitiation, the atonement for my sin. I was that he that knew no sin, that be Jesus, became sin for me, that I might be made the righteous of God in him. I've been justified because of his atoning blood. The blood, his atoning blood, made the supreme sacrifice that he gave at Calvary, giving of himself, made the atonement for my sins outside the shedding of the blood. The Bible said there's no remission, no forgiveness for sin. I'm glad he had mercy upon me, and he'll do the same thing if you just let him. He wants to save everybody. The Bible said he's a savior of all mankind, the savior of all men, and he died for you and took your place and bore your sins in his own body on the tree, and he wants you to go to heaven. But if you choose to reject and refuse and rebel against his will and against his word, you'll wind up dying alienated, separated, and lifting up your eyes in a burning place of eternal torment and damnation, an unquenchable fire, a fire that won't ever go out. You don't want to die without Jesus. You don't die and face God Almighty or the Lord Jesus at the judgment without a blood atonement, without the blood sacrifice. The Bible said, outside the shedding of the blood, there is no remission, no forgiveness for sin. If you try to come up any other way, the Bible said you'll be found guilty before God as a sinner, and you'll be cast out in that day. If you try to come any other way, you'll be same as a thief and a robber, and you'll wind up being cast out in the outer darkness, where you'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of your teeth. You just don't want to die without him and face God Almighty in judgment without a blood sacrifice, without his atoning blood. Outside the shedding of the blood, the Bible said there is no remission, no forgiveness for sin. If you try to come as a good person, a good moral person, church member, water baptism, case to do better, turning over when you leave, none of those things, beloved, to get you to heaven, they'll not justify you. The Bible said Jesus was delivered for all offenses, our sins, and raised again for our justification. I'm glad I've been justified in the sight of God Almighty, simply and plainly, and thank God that completely through his atoning blood. Outside the shedding of the blood, there is no remission, no forgiveness for sin. I'm glad he saved me just like I was 40 wonderful years ago. Something wonderful happened on the inside of me. When you get saved, loving, and born again, you're born in new nature, divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. It makes a difference in your life. Old things that pass away, all things that become new to you, and I'll guarantee you'll be put in newness of life. The old desires I used to have, loving, they just left me. I didn't have to worry about stopping those kind of things. They quit me. I'm glad that when I got saved, I got a new heart, a new nature, divine nature, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. My life has never, ever been the same since I was born again, born a second time, born of a divine nature. God's Spirit was born in my heart, a spiritual birth, a supernatural birth. When Jesus got alive in me, when I invited him in as my Savior, I called on him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. I realized I was helpless and hopeless and destitute of the truth and didn't have any hope of ever getting to heaven outside of him having mercy upon me, a sinner. The psalmist said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry, delivering out all of his troubles. I'm glad, thank God, I don't have to worry about dying in sin and tasting of a second death, an eternal death. Nobody has to go there. Brother Adam, we're all going to die. There's no discharge, no getting out of the war of death. That's death in this stinking flesh. Sin brought the death upon all mankind, beloved, and there's no discharge in the war of death. All of us and Adam going to die, but you don't have to die an eternal death, the second death. You don't have to go to hell, beloved, and burn in a place of eternal torment and damnation and an unquenchable fire. But you will go there if you refuse or if you reject, if you turn aside the calling of the voice of the Lord Jesus, and as he speaks to your heart, as he tenderly tries to deal with you and help you to realize that you're vain, that you're wretched, that you're undone, you're no good, all of us. The Bible said man in his very best state is altogether vanity. If you seek justification outside of anything by other than the grace of God, beloved, you'll wind up dying in your sins and going to hell. The Bible said, for by grace are you saved through faith in that, not of yourself, the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation is free. It's paid for and full at Calvary. When Jesus died and gave up the ghost, beloved, the Bible said the veil that was in Jerusalem itself separated the holy place from the holiest of holies, was ripped from top to bottom when he died and gave up the ghost. Beloved, it ripped right in two, signified he'd made the way for us there boldly to the throne of grace to find help in the times of need and time of trouble. Thank God he bore our sins in his own body on the tree. He sacrificed himself and gave himself for us, beloved, and it's made the way in the holiest of holies by the new and the living way, which he, that's Jesus, has consecrated for us through the veil. That is to say, his flesh. Thank God for his atoning blood. Outside the shedding of the blood, there is no remission, no forgiveness for sin. I know there's all kind of denomination, all kind of religions. It seems like the world's all, everybody's religious about something, beloved, and religion's not going to get you off the ground. Religion's not enough to get you to heaven. You've got to have a salvation, and salvation is of the Lord. Of course, without the one Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and not one true and living God, and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, beloved, and outside of him, there is no atonement, there is no forgiveness, there is no salvation. Thank God there's none of them under heaven, the Bible said, given among men whereby we all must be saved. It's a must, it's a necessity outside of his sacrificial blood, you'll wind up being alienated and separated and dying a place that was prepared for Satan and his angel. If you go there, you'll go as an intruder, and you don't have to. He died the death for you, died the death for me, died for the sin of the world. The Bible said, simply and plainly said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him. That's not mind belief. That's not easy believism. The Bible said, for with the heart, that's the death of the soul. For the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Beloved, when you believe in your heart, when you receive him as your personal Savior, you'll give up yourself, you'll die to sin, you'll crucify the old man, and you'll call on him with a bold heart and a contrite spirit. You'll be in sincerity, you'll be in reality, and beloved, you'll mean what you say, and he knows your very secret intent, part of your heart, and you come to him just like you are, remorse and repent, ashamed of yourself, ashamed of your sin, you give up yourself, you cry out to God for mercy and forgiveness. That's what the Scripture meant when it said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's not just using his name as a byword of loving, acknowledging him with your mouth and your mind. Beloved, you've got to believe on him, receive him as one's personal Savior. And I always have said, many a time I knew he was, I'm a little bitty boy. I always knew he was the Son of God, a young teenager. And then as a grown man, a young man, I knew exactly who that Jesus was. I knew that he'd done something, of course, at Calvary, bled and suffered and died and gave himself for my sins at Calvary. And I'm so glad, praise God, that when he did, thank God he made the atonement for me, became my personal Savior, and gave me the free gift. I don't ever have to worry about dying in sin and going to hell. He took my place, died in my place, and went to hell for me. He's a wonderful Savior. And he'll do the same thing for you this afternoon if you'll let him, if you'll just want him to. And so many people, it grieves my heart, so many people confused, and they're good moral people, good-hearted people as far as nature's concerned. I mean, they want to do the right thing, and they would if they could just hear the truth. But they're a bunch of buzzards, a bunch of buzzards, a bunch of vultures, a bunch of wolves in sheep clothing, a bunch of ungodly dogs. God have mercy on this religious lost crowd, beloved. These, what I call them, religious thieves, all these multimillionaire preachers. God have mercy on them, beloved. You can tell what they're asking, and that's all they ever preach about, is about giving, about money, a blessing to give, and all these other erroneous, ungodly, filthy garbage that, beloved, they muster up and hum up to try to rob people of all their money. God have mercy, beloved, on everybody. God have mercy on everybody that listen to them. The Bible said the blind can't lead the blind. They'll all fall in the ditch. And God help you to realize, beloved, without Jesus, you're going to wind up falling in a ditch, and, beloved, and going to hell. Without him, beloved, you're going to go to hell, straight to hell, beloved, if you don't repent of your sin and accept the blood atonement, God's sacrifice he made at Calvary through this Lord Jesus, through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. God have mercy on you. Hope you'll get saved. Hope you'll get past your religion. Hope you'll get past your denomination, your affiliation with some organization. I hope you'll get into the body of Christ, a real organism, beloved. He is a real living being, and he died at Calvary, took our place, bearing our sins in his own body on the tree. He died for you. Thank God, I'm glad he took my place. He that knew no sin became sin for us, we might be made the righteousness God in him. Well, I'm saved. I hope you'll get saved. And if you don't get under his blood, you have no hope. I don't care how good you esteem yourself to be. I don't care what kind of plateau you put yourself upon, beloved. You're a sinner. We all have been found guilty before God. The Bible said there's none righteous, no, not one. We're all like sheep on the stray, but the Lord has laid the iniquities all upon him. By his stripes, praise God, we're healed. Only by the healing balm, the chief physician. Only can you be saved through the sacrificial death. The blood made the atonement outside the shedding of the blood. There is no remission, no forgiveness for sin. Thank God for the atoning blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad he took my place. I'm glad he personally bore my sin. suspended on bottom of the tree. I'm dead. Thank God I've got a great mediator, a great potentate, a great high priest that loves to mediate on my behalf. He's mediating in heaven itself. He's on the real mercy seat in heaven itself, interceding for saints according to the will of God. I'm glad that it can be touched with a feeling. My infirmities all point to him as I am. Thank God he's without sin. All of us are guilty before God. All of us are sinners. We've been shaped in iniquity and born in sin. He's the only one that, beloved, had a virgin birth, the immaculate birth. He knew no sin. Neither was that guy found in his mouth. Beloved, he was born of the Holy Ghost of God. God Almighty reincarnate in a human body. Came down and became man, Son of Man, yet God in human flesh, and dwelt among us, tabernacled among us, and lived a life above reproach, lived a sinless life, and then became sin, taking our place at Calvary, bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement by peace. The Bible says upon him, by his stripes only, beloved, can you get healed. The chief physician, the Lord Jesus Christ, the surgeon general, beloved, must operate on your soul. You got to cut out that old heart of stone, cut out that old depraved, sinful nature, that swine's nature, that dog's nature that's on inside of you, beloved, and replace that with divine nature, a new nature. You've got to be born a second time. The Spirit of God's got to come alive in your heart. He must quicken you and make you alive. If you die in sin, you wind up tasting the second death and eternal death. You wind up burning with an unquenchable fire forever and ever and ever and ever, beloved. You don't have to. He died the death of a sinner. He that knew no sin became sin. You and I have made the righteousness of God in him. I've been made righteous, not that I'm righteous, but he's righteous. I'm clothed in his righteousness, beloved. I've been made worthy through his atoning blood. I accept him. I believe. I receive what he had to say, what God had to say about his Son. And I know for sure, positively, for sure, he's the Christ, the Son, the living God, the Savior of all the world. And God did raise him from the dead, and he absolutely and positively lives within inside of me. Thank God. I'm glad he's alive in me. It's not a figment, my imagination. It's a reality, thank God. He's living on the inside of me, transformed me, changed me, quickened me, gave me the free gift of eternal life. 40 wonderful years I've been enjoying this wonderful salvation, this complete salvation, this perfect salvation, this pure salvation. Everything about him, beloved, is good. I'm glad he saved the good for that. Then wretched, vile sinner, such as myself, and without price, without money, I got me a drink out of a well of living water. I can truly say I've never thirsted again. I've hungered for more of him, but as far as the well of salvation is concerned, I'm satisfied. Inside of me, praise God, it's perfect, completely satisfied. I've got joy and peace in my heart, thank God. Been born a second time of the Lord in heaven. When he comes again, I'm going with him, and nothing can't stop that. Praise God, I'm a member of his body and flesh of his bones. See, my time just about gone. Write to us and pray for us, and God bless you. I pray in his name.